Good morning. It is the 11th of October 2022, and today's teaching is titled Life. And it's going to be a short one today, but I really believe that it's going to give you something to think on for the rest of the week. And what I want to look at today is what life is. So if I had to ask you what is life, I realize that it's a very loaded question and that there's a number of ways, different ways that you're able to answer it. But I want to break it down to its most basic form. And I want to say to you today that human life needs three critical things in order to continue. The first is food, the second is water, and the third is air. Now, I know that you all know this, but did you know that a person can survive without food for 3 weeks? They can survive without water for 3 days, and they can survive without air for 3 minutes. Interesting that all three of them encompass the number three. So without any one of these things, life as we know it ceases to exist. Before I continue, I just want to quickly make mention of the use of metaphors in the Bible. So Jesus often made statements about himself, and he compared himself to light, to shepherds, a vine, and that's just to name a couple. But the reason he did this was because it allowed him to say rather complex things in a fairly simple manner. And this made it relatable to his audience. But today, I specifically want to look at three of the metaphors that he used. And these are namely bread, water, and air. So Jesus referred to himself as bread in the Bible. In John 6, verse 35, he says, "Then Jesus declared, 'I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry.'" Matthew 6, verse 11 says, "Give us today our daily bread." And in John 6, verse 51, it says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." I just want to highlight that he mentions life in each and every one of those verses. He says, "I am the bread of life." He says, "I am the living bread." And he says, "Whoever eats this bread will live forever." The second thing I want to look at is the fact that he referred to himself as water. In John 4, verse 14, he says, "But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." Take note, life. John 6, verse 35b says, "Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And in John 7, verse 37 to 39, it says, "Now on the last day, the greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture says, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.'" And then lastly, Jesus also referred to himself as air or breath. We know that in Genesis, God breathed life into Adam. In Job 27, verse 3, it says, "For as long as life is in me and the breath of God is in my nostrils." Job 33, verse 4 says, "The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life." Note life. Acts 17, verse 5 says, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all people life and breath and all things." The common thread here, and I have highlighted it as I've gone along, is that in each of these verses, the mention of life. We also know, of course, that bread and the bread of life represents the word of God. Living water represents the life-giving provision of God. And the breath of the Almighty, which gives us life, represents the Holy Spirit. How beautifully this shows us what our dependence on God should be. We need him like we need these three crucial elements. And what a privilege it is to know that he is available to us to give us life and life in abundance. This has been Teresa from Sojourn Retreat House. Until next week, I pray that you will be blessed. And please don't forget to send any prayer requests to my WhatsApp number. Until then, goodbye.